federal judge has struck down a part of Texas' pro-life laws, and abortion groups are ramping up their fundraising efforts. It's Monday, April 10th, 2023.
Texas Scorecard presents the day's first news for the Lone Star State, the Texas Minute, with your host, Michael Quinn Sullivan.
Thanks for starting your week with the Texas Minute. Coming up, Border Patrol officials discovered more than 140 individuals living in two El Paso stash houses. But first, Texas Scorecard is announcing today the publication of my book, Reflections on Life and Liberty. The book draws from scripture, history, and my own personal experiences to focus on the importance of citizenship and self-governance in the fight to save the American Republic. Reflections on Life and Liberty is available on Amazon in hardcover, paperback, and digital editions. This is an update from a story we brought you last week. A second sex crime charge involving a student has been filed against Diogo Barona, the now former special education aide at Legacy High School in Mansfield Independent School District. Barona, who's 35 years old, was first arrested on February 22nd and charged with sexual assault of a child younger than 17. Parents in the district have been outraged that they weren't notified of the teacher's arrest until late March. Late last week, the school district notified families of this new charge. Both the original charge and the new one are both second-degree felonies, each punishable by up to 20 years in prison and a $10,000 fine. Texas can't enforce its ban on out-of-state abortions, according to a ruling announced by U.S. District Judge Robert Pittman. Essentially, Pittman's ruling means pro-abortion organizations can again raise and spend money in the Lone Star State to send Texas women out of state to receive abortions. The Texas law prohibiting most abortions in the state continues to be in effect. It's also still against the law in Texas for anyone to facilitate an abortion, with penalties including a $100,000 fine and up to life in prison. But under the judge's ruling, that facilitation prohibition only involves abortions committed in Texas. At least three abortion groups have said they'll be restarting their abortion travel services in the state as a result. The Texas Minute will be right back.
Most politicians are lying to you. I know because I've been behind the curtain. Join me, Jeff Kaysen, as I tell you the truth about what's really happening behind closed doors on my podcast, Backroom Access. Listen weekly wherever you find your favorite podcast.
As Texas' border crisis worsens, law enforcement officials found more than 140 illegal aliens in two stash houses near El Paso. Yes, you heard that right. More than 140 illegal aliens in two stash houses. The illegals hiding in these residences were from Mexico, Honduras, El Salvador, Ecuador, and Guatemala. They were described as living, as you might imagine, in deplorable conditions. Border Patrol has reported that for the 2023 fiscal year, human smuggling interdiction teams in the El Paso sector have discovered 130 stash houses and apprehended more than 1,800 individuals. Agents in the El Paso sector have encountered more than 224 illegal aliens for this fiscal year, more than for any other region in the country. You can check out the details of this story and the others mentioned today, as well as find the latest news and commentary at TexasScorecard.com. These articles were originally reported by Aaron Anderson, Katie Marshall, and Emily Wilkerson. The Texas Minute was produced today by Walker York and Luke Marshall in the 1836 studios. I look forward to seeing you out around Texas. Have a great day.
Thanks for listening to the first news of the day for the Lone Star State. This has been the Texas Minute with your host, Michael Quinn Sullivan.